we were really looking for was some insight as to, again, to provide us.
Stu, you mean what you were looking for? See, that's our problem here. You are not together on what you're looking for. And to me, I have to tell you, that's a very, very important symptom. It's a critical symptom. Because the alternative to a structured approach is that we'll throw up a balloon like the educational program, which unfortunately that one will bear fruit, you know, 20 years down the line. It's terribly important, but it isn't going to deal with any pickets who are out there tomorrow. So I think you have to be clear on the alternatives. The alternatives are that we'll throw up a few balloons because they're not structured and we don't seem to be committing ourselves to anything, or we will recognize this as a key issue. And we will commit ourselves to organizing in advance of the issue to deal with it. And I think that's really what's facing you today as a group here. I want to make one point clear that I think is not clear. I sense it in your remarks. I am not selling you anything. I don't give a damn if you do this or not. If you retain us as counsel, fine. You're going to pay us to do it. If you don't retain us as counsel, fine. Somebody else is going to buy those same days. We have been busy every day since 1956, and I don't give a damn if you do this or not. I want to make that very clear so nobody here says, oh, Jackson is here to sell us a program. And I wouldn't care if you decided today that you were going to do all of this by yourself. I would feel good about that, because then you would have made what I would consider to be a good strategic decision, that we're going to approach this in a disciplined, orderly way and work ahead of the issue. But I just want to make clear where we're all coming from. I think what I see, well, let me do two other things. Maybe this will help to clarify the issue. Whatever you do, now, later, or even Stu, as you pointed out, you pick a project and then you agree to fund it, is going to require funding. So let's just talk a minute about the fundraising model that seems to be prevalent today. The coalitions that I'm familiar with or that we've been involved in work like this, that an organization that really is going to be in the coalition goes through their proper, you use the right word, bureaucratic channels, plenty of time to think it over, there's no big rush, and the decision-making entity in each of those organizations signs on the line by sending a letter or signing a form or whatever saying, you know, we want to be part of the coalition. That's protection for all the other members so that some group can't later say, God, we never joined. You know, you just want it on paper, okay? And then that organization, as step two, says, and we will be able to fund these activities to the tune of X, maybe $1,000. Whatever it is. And then step three is that organization says, and we will work with your finance committee to give them introductions to some of the key, generally, industries in our membership or in our industry that will help to fund us and who can obviously give much more money. And that's where most of the money has been coming from. But I just find it terribly important as a psychological approach that each organization have given something. I mean, because, you know, your commitment is where your bucks are. So that's what the fundraising mechanism here would be. When you're talking about the commitments of a number of the corporations in this industry, I think the kind of an annual budget, the budget to get something like this organized, and the kind of an annual program budget that you would want to have is not something that would certainly it wouldn't fright the corporation people, because they know what this stuff costs, and it's going to be such a small amount by comparison to the size of the industry. I don't see that as a problem. Now, you know these folks. Maybe you're already badgering them on so many other points that it would be a problem. But that's as to the fundraising. As to the organization itself, I see the organization as essentially a letterhead organization. A letterhead organization, probably located somewhere out in the Midwest, so it isn't a Washington kind of thing. It's clearly a grassroots phenomenon. And this is not to fool anybody. I mean, all this is very upfront. We saw this as truly a coordinating entity, that its job is to keep in touch with everybody and make sure that the assignments that everybody agrees to carry out are carried out, and to perform certain services that may be assigned to it. And those services may be, for example, if a hotline were set up, that would probably be the letterhead organization's phone number, answered by council or by one of you, or however it's set up, is going to handle that inquiry. So I just want to dispel any idea that I'm really talking about setting up another group. In fact, I hoped I had dealt with that. We just don't find setting up other groups very effective, because then everybody who joins the coalition starts to see the staff and the other group as a competitor for dollars rather than as a help. So we're really talking about a formal entity to coordinate, and that's all, and a fundraising mechanism. Now, if that is not something that you feel is the issue deserves or that you're ready for, then let's talk about how we should proceed.
I think the 6 points you got there are big. And as you've already pointed out, there's like item one, certainly four, six, maybe one or two others to be done right within the framework of here. I also got it from your discussion that you get down here to point four, the capabilities. Start with the organization here, it's got legal stats, and I'm assuming that one of those or two of those that would fill this role of answering some of the inquiries, and would not fill out this. So, as I look at the total of the points, I see they're all valid, and sooner or later, these are going to have to be carried out. So I guess probably the little discussion over this, what has to be done. I think the question goes back to the point you raised this morning. How much can we get done from the structure we've got right here now? How far can we go with the federal stuff? When would we have to shift to the next stage? I think we've all been through various experiences here. Some of those points that you've got, we could assign today and start moving out. Sooner or later, aren't we going to need the test of greater coordination?
Well,
when will this point be?
Well, that's of course difficult to say. That's the reason I think that we propose this work being done by one group or another. As I said this morning, it's kind of like war production or spring training. You get all your strategies, your messages, your arsenal together, and then you hope that if you continue as a kind of a low-key thing, maybe forever. But at least you're ready. When you have to declare war, you declare war and the troops are all trained and boom, going to action. One thing I can tell you for sure, and picking up on Kathy's point, is that the earliest you would be ready to move to the next phase would be January 1st. Because, I mean, to do this or even a piece of this, even with substantial help from outside counsel that isn't busy as you all are doing your everyday jobs, I don't see it being done before the end of the year, particularly if it's not a crash need.
As far as I can say, of course, I represent the veal industry, and I'm sure the veal industry would agree with me. I'm all for it. Let's go for the whole thing. But then again, we got a spark under our seat. You know, we've got the motivation since the animal right us are right behind us. But then again, you know, we don't have the resources to say, okay, we'll help us fund our percentage of the whole ordeal. So in that respect, I think the problem lies in the funding and the resources, as with some of the commodities that are larger that aren't in our position. So we rely on them to say, okay, let's go with it. But you know, if we had our boat, you know, we're right on the road tomorrow.
Pat,
could we turn our attention to Steve Kimball, chairman of this public relations committee?
Well, I think first of all, what we ought to assess is what we've gotten so far. We've gotten a classic approach to a public relations problem. What he's asking for, what Pat is asking for right now, is what he'd ask of an individual client. and that is he has that client, if that client has an immediate problem, to put himself in his hands, to work with him and provide him with the resources to start solving a problem, predict solutions to anticipated problems. What we've been doing here for the last three meetings is anticipating problems. We've anticipated everything we could imagine, but we've not had anybody who planned a solution. We can all deal with the educational program because that's all there is. You can't do anything wrong, but you can step on all kinds of landmines when you're trying to deal with something that could happen tomorrow, and that's the kind of event Pat is talking about when he's talking about scenarios. And there are a lot of scenarios that you can give a group like this. Some apply, some don't, but well, we've had some recent ones.
Yeah, there are a number of scenarios, including, as I noted earlier, I sat at the last farm meeting, and they're key to finding some legislative litigation strategy. That's their big thing. So presumably one scenario could be that sometime within the next year we find in a state legislature somewhere there is, or a state court, whatever they, however they choose to go in, they're going to test the idea of a litigation strategy or a legislative strategy in a state. And carrying that scenario out, what would we do? We don't know what it is. We know the kinds of things it might be. They want a pocketbook issue, something that is not too big a pocketbook issue. They cited battering hens. They cited veal production. This is small enough, but it's noticeable enough. They want it at the state level, not the federal level. They want it in a favorable judicial climate, not in Texas, for example, they said. So they've got the ideas, but they haven't really found a way to go in yet. And they're working on it. And I sat there for a couple hours of discussion as your friendly mole, just listening to all the different ways. And these people know their law. That's all there is to it. They're young hotshot lawyers in many cases. And I mean, they argued constitutional law and who supersedes what, federal and state and all this. And I didn't follow it, but they sure did. And so one scenario could be some legislation within the next year or some litigation. How would we respond to that? What would we do? That's one thing. The more violent acts, such as picketing or painting trucks or whatever, is another scenario. What would we do? These are all the attention, the purpose of all this, as we know, is to get attention, to in some way get attention and to draw attention and greater support. I think it's not a question of if, but when. I do know as a PR professional that this is the hardest step that this group has to deal with. It's going to get easier after this, believe me, but this is also the thing we'll fall down on. I've seen it happen. I've been involved in 11th hour efforts of coalitions to quickly come together once again when they couldn't face these earlier very difficult self-searching steps. Because what happens at a certain point is self-interest and the busyness of a day prevails, and so you lose your whole thing. I do say, and I can't reinforce this enough, I think this is why we lost so badly on the diet health issue. We were all fragmented groups going about our business, and we did well, you know, as well as we could have in that sense. But there's a better way. That's what we're talking about. There's a better way. And there's a way that we can stop being losers in these situations, and it takes a little more work, and it's a little harder to do. Isabel, I have one more comment. I too want to say that there's nothing wrong with educational programs. They do take a number of years to bear fruit. The problem with all that is they don't fit into a framework, and we need a framework, which is what we're talking about today.
I guess maybe let's start at the top. Because my sense of this, and now maybe I'm wrong on this too, my sense of this is that if we don't come out of here with something that we're going to do, that the attendance at the next meeting will be smaller, and it'll be smaller the one after that. I mean, it's time to really fish or cut bait here, and so let's start at the top. you all have a lot of other issues. And the suggestion has been made, which certainly I think must be valid for many of you, that while you see this as an issue, that nonetheless it's not that high on your hierarchy. How many of you feel that problem is one that has to be dealt with in your organization? And for how many of you is this really sort of a, you know, please don't be afraid to share now where you feel, because if we can't get some good sharing here, we're not going anywhere. How many of you feel that's really an issue, that your own organization, given the reality, would have to say, hey, you know, this is like 10th or 12th or maybe lower than that? Are a lot of you in that position? I'm really separating those issues. I really think it's important that we have a realization here of how high on the agendas of our members and folks back home this is. Well, we shouldn't even talk about members. My hunch still is that this research will show the members need to know a lot more than they know. We'll wait till the research. But okay, so for that large segment, the cattle segment, it's not that big an issue. Do the others of you, would you say that it's pretty important? Obviously, the veal people, the egg people are pretty much in it. How do you feel? I mean, your customers. Right, but you mean so your key, some of your key customers. So for you, it is a higher.
There's half a dozen or more things we're reacting to right now than I even thinking about it.
They're so busy reacting.
Why didn't put it like this? They're telling me what they're.
Quick comment, I barely heard someone down there talking about all the other things they're having to react to right now. I think that's the whole point of this discussion, that we don't have to get in the position of having to turn around and react to this like we've had to react to every other issue that has come down the pike in the last 20 years or so.